We started a series last week. We had the message, the guest speaker this morning. This is all to get you to the point where you're beginning to get more aware of what's going on. And why? Last week was, how did we get here? And we need to know how we got here to understand where we're at and where we're going. Current events and Israel are the ticking clock. And we are there. And as you saw, many of you saw in the video this morning, we are there. And for your information, it will be on the podcast. Okay? If you want to hear it again or you need to hear it the first time, it'll be on the podcast on our website. So, we got here, we are here because of a number of reasons. Much of it has to do with the frog and the boiling pot syndrome in the church. How do you boil a frog? Turn on the water, crank it up, and heat it up really fast and throw the frog in it, and he jumps out. Put the frog in some lukewarm water and turn it up slowly, and after a while, you've got him boiled. We are the frog. The church, I'm talking about the called out ones. We have been asleep. And a lot of things have happened over particularly the past 50 years, and the church really hasn't stood and taken a stand against the evil that has been being perpetrated. So we are where we are. This is no condemnation. We are where we are today for a number of reasons. This Antichrist spirit is alive and well and continuing to push his agenda. His agenda is to rule the world. His agenda is to destroy Christianity, stamp it out. His agenda is to have a one world government. His agenda is to crush anybody that is different than what he believes. And it goes on and on and on. Again, you heard a lot of it this morning. So it is important that we are aware of what is happening and then know what to do. I have received some comments already from last week regarding last week, and I will tell you, okay, I want you to understand that in this series, in this understanding, I'm not going to leave you unprepared. We're not going to do that. This church is different, and we will continue to be prepared, and I'm not going to go wacky one way or the other. We're going to stay balanced. We're going to stay factual. We're going to stay in understanding, and we're going to be equipped in everything that God has given us. And I want to tell you this so you understand. Please don't ever panic. Don't panic. Don't be in fear. We've crossed the threshold. We're in the final minutes of the last days. This is it. Do I know when? Of course not. I shared my belief, and this is my opinion, in all my study. The Lord began to speak to me 23 years ago about last days. And scripturally and prophetically, God has put a lot of stuff together, a lot of things together for me through a lot of study over a long period of time that I'm going to try to share some of these things with you. But I don't see there's going to be a rapture. I personally don't see it at the beginning of the tribulation period. I personally see it at the end. That's just my opinion. Now, you study it out and you come to your own conclusion. I'm not going to debate about those things. But what I want to do is I want to get into you the reality of where we are, who we are, and what we can be aware of, and how we prepare for this. Okay? There is no excuse for ignorance for any of us. You ever got on a ticket? I didn't know, officer. What does he say? Ignorance is no excuse. And that's the same for us. We've got the whole Word of God. Amen? Okay, so there isn't any excuse for ignorance. I do want to, if you want to study a very balanced teacher who's been teaching this for a long time, very balanced, and very good. I want to recommend that you go to Rick Renner Ministries. Okay? Rick Renner Ministries. Rick Renner is just somebody we support, Rosie and I support personally, but also our church supports. Very good teaching, very balanced, very factual, very clear. Okay? Rick Renner Ministries. We have been in, and we're going to stay in as our jumping off point, our main outline through this series, Matthew chapter 24 and Matthew 25. So if you'd turn to Matthew chapter 25, please. This is our basic outline. What this whole basic outline of these two chapters is, it covers, is that Jesus' inevitable return. It covers our preparedness or not. It covers our responsibility. It covers the reward of the righteous. And it covers the final judgment of evil and eternal torment that's lined up for them who reject Jesus Christ. That's the basis or the outline or the synopsis of what Matthew chapter 24 and 25 cover. That is not everything. Proverbs 27 verse 12, don't turn there. Proverbs 27 verse 12 in the New Living Translation says, "A prudent person foresees the danger ahead and takes precautions. The simple goes blindly on and suffers the consequences." The title of this series is called, "Are You Ready?" And today the message is called, "The Wise Prepare." A prudent person foresees the danger ahead and takes precautions. The simple goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. In Matthew chapter 25, I'm going to start with verse 1. I'm going to read through verse 13. I'm going to stop for a little commentary in here. Matthew chapter 25, verse 1. This is a parable of the 10 virgins. And this illustration has a number of types in it. Type is an analogy, an allegory, a metaphor. It's something to look at that speaks of something else. And Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven shall be likened or compared to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now, 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish." So there is a real differentiation here. There is no middle ground. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. "Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight," and I thought it was interesting that Jesus put at midnight, because at midnight it is completely dark. The darkness is surrounding. And this is a period of time. And this period of time, the darkness is trying to envelop the church. It's enveloped the world, is trying to envelop the church. "At midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.'" Now the lamps in the darkness were the light, the word, the truth, the reality. The oil is a type of the source of the Holy Spirit, or the power to the word. "As the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' And the wise answered, saying, 'No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves.' The wise had prepared for a long time." And I'm going to delve into this. I'm going to paraphrase what the Greek and the context say. "But the wise had prepared for a long time poured themselves into this actual preparation for the return or the coming of the bridegroom, which is the return of Jesus Christ, and were ready. And in all that preparation, when the foolish asked them, "Give us some of your oil," everything that they had been led to do through the Word and the Holy Spirit, everything that they had been led to do in their lives in the practical application of preparation, the foolish wanted the wise to flip the switch and jumpstart for them what they should have had, could have had, would have had if they had applied themselves at all. But they didn't. And there were reasons for this. In the church, we are called the called out ones. We are called out to be wise. And I'm going to tell you this again, because you've got to understand, this is all, if you read any of the Old Testament prophets, if you read all through the New Testament and the letters, God always warns and prepares his people for what's coming. Always. Are we listening? Are we hearing? Are we doing anything about it? Okay? He always gets us ready. So, they said, the wise said to the foolish, "Go to those who sell and buy for yourselves." In other words, you're going to have to do this yourself. It's personal. I can't give to you what I have done. And while they went to buy, looking for teachers or pastors or ministers or anybody that could tell them how to do this, how to prepare, how to get ready for the bridegroom, it was too little, too late. The bridegrooms came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. And afterward, the other virgins came, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." And he answered and he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I don't know you. Watch therefore, you do not know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." This is a wake-up call. You don't know when he's coming. I don't know when he's coming. I know it's soon. Now, people have been saying this for 2,000 years, right? Psh, what's soon? That has, over the centuries, developed into, "I really got a lot of time." We don't. Again, the ticking clock is here. And we're watching events, current events, unfold like never before. And you're going to see more. This is the whole thing. You're going to see much more happening that will continue to confirm to you what's going on. All right? So here's the difference between the foolish and the wise, or the wise and the foolish. The wise did the practical application of the word. They did what the Lord had already spoken to them to do. The wise, and again, this is a paraphrase of the Greek and the context, they were aware of the times, and their hearts were disciplined to prepare. They knew personally the bridegroom. They took it seriously. They understood the importance for their future. They saved, stored up, gathered resources. They were not lazy. They went all in for the waiting time and persevered through that time. They stayed faithful and they were rewarded in eternal life. Okay? Or the foolish, by choice, remained ignorant. You know, nobody remains ignorant except by their own choosing. They remained ignorant of the times, and they were lazy. They procrastinated. Their hearts didn't want to prepare. They did not know him. In the Greek, it speaks about the foolish virgins being godless. They did not take his return serious, or that it was important. They did not believe they needed to gather resources for the long haul. They were totally unprepared to wait through. They were unfaithful. They were lazy. And they wanted the wise, again, to jumpstart their lack. And they missed the homecoming of the bridegroom. They waited too long, and it was too late. Is there a time like that? Absolutely. So it is important for us to listen to the Holy Spirit, to understand the Word of God. The Word of God is our light in this whole thing, and the Holy Spirit is our leader in this whole thing. It's important to listen and to do, to prepare. Here's some practical suggestions for the wise, the called out ones, to prepare for these times. Now, I've said before, what the Lord has shown me and spoken to me, I want you to understand. Since Corona started, what the Lord said to me was, there's going to be continued attacks on the presidency for a time, and against the church, and against the economy. Now, the economy has since, let's say the stock market was down in April, has begun to come back a great deal. And there's a kind of a sense of the security beginning to return, and I call this a lull. And I believe, and I'm telling you what I believe, what the Lord has told me, that there's going to be an even more prosperous time, and things are going to get a little more laid back and easier, and we're going to be feeling more secure, and this, like this lifting of everything that has been done by corrupt government, all the plans that have been laid by the Antichrist spirit, and all these things that we covered this morning earlier and earlier in this message. There's going to be this lull, and we're going to get feeling secure. And it's like, we got time. We have time. This is when we want to prepare, because after this time, this lull, what I call a lull, things are going to crash again. You all saw how easy it was to crash this country. It was easy. And it didn't take very long. It's coming again. Please listen to this. I don't know when. All I know is that during this lull, we are to get prepared. Like the wise virgins. We are to get prepared for the crash, and we are to get prepared for his coming. This is it. So here's six, and these are not all inclusive. These are not exhaustive. These are to get you thinking, suggestions for getting prepared. This is comparable to what the wise virgins did, okay? Number one, the wise prepare mentally. The wise prepare mentally. Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. What in the world does that mean? If I'm so focused on what's going on from the news media, I am carnally minded more than I am spiritually minded. It's okay to be aware of current events. And when I say aware, I mean aware. But don't drown in them. There are so many believers that are so almost intoxicated with the junk that is going on in our system of government and from this corrupt and lying news media, that people are drowning in them. They're the ones that are in danger. That's our brothers and sisters. That's not you and me. Their minds are focused and really getting obliterated by the news of this world and the news of social media and the news of the internet. because they're not focused spiritually at all. They're not thinking spiritually. Their mind isn't set on the spiritual aspect. They're not understanding the times, but they're not understanding the Word of God and the truth. And instead of focusing on the truth and who they are and their new identity and who they are as a child and son of God, a daughter of God, who they are as somebody who has the victory already, who they are as somebody who stands in the truth and what they have, they're focusing on the swill and the sewage that the Antichrist spirit is pumping out through corrupt government and through lying media. And believers themselves are encouraging each other in this on social media. Man, if you're focused on this stuff, get out of it. The wise prepare mentally. Everything we think on is a seed that goes inside of us. Everything. It's important that we set boundaries for what we are going to think on. If you don't have any boundaries in your life for what you think or what you watch or what you listen to or what you observe or what you get on your computers or your phones, it's time to set some boundaries and start utilizing the fruit of the Spirit of self-discipline. Set some boundaries. It's very important. You're either going to be in the world news, the internet, social media, and you're going to be manipulated, or you're going to be in the Word, and you're going to rise above this stuff. But it's what's going into our minds. We choose what we think on. Every one of us does. It's not like we're forced to do this. We choose it, okay? We need to change our choices. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says, "You, God, will keep him or her in perfect peace whose mind is stayed, fixed, set on you, because he trusts in you." Number two, the wise prepare emotionally. Emotionally. Everything we think on directs our emotions. If you can be drawn into the swill that's being projected as news or what somebody's opinions are on the internet and drawn in and become a part of that, then what's going to happen is it's going to turn your heart that way because your heart follows your thoughts. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." We have totally, many believers, not you, many believers have let the guard down on their hearts. And they're full of fear and full of panic and full of angst and anxiousness and worry and what's going to happen. And what's going to happen is we win. That's the reality. What's going to happen is God hasn't changed for us. Everything's still the same. But what's going to happen is we're going to watch the world sink and decline farther and farther and farther. Don't get caught up in this stuff. Don't get caught up with what's happening with them. But your heart will be turned if you continue to think on this stuff, and your emotions will go right with it. Guard your heart. Get the truth in you. Keep the truth in you. Set a wall around it. And don't let anybody or anything break through that wall and take from you. You will experience misery and depression and hopelessness and fear if you follow what the world is pushing. It is an agenda. It is an agenda to take you out, to take you down. It is an agenda to destroy your life. It is an agenda. It is a demonic, satanic agenda to get to you. You have a choice here. Every one of us does. The wise prepare emotionally. Remember, your heart always follows your thoughts. In the Word of God are peace, edification, positive things, freedom, joy, power, confidence in Him, the knowledge of His faithfulness, His ability, above all, the truth, and victory. Do you ever get the feeling like, does anybody ever say the truth anymore? Ever? Ever? Yes. the Word of God. I pray here, okay? I'm always going to tell you the truth, all right? Please know that. Those of you that know me know that. The Word of God is always going to give you the truth, period. The world is going to feed your heart with fear, destruction, the negative, offense and judgment and anger and pain and sadness and hopelessness and lies and defeat. And the whole point is to control you. All right? Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Set your boundaries. The wise, number three, prepare financially. The wise prepare financially. We know that God, in our salvation, has provided prosperity for us in every way, including financial. We are called to prosper. Amen. Do you understand that? That's not taken away. But what it means is we are supposed to be understanding this and living in it. Now, the wise are prosperous. And the wise are preparing financially. What are we preparing for? We're preparing during this lull of security and good things and good times and everybody kind of beginning to relax. We're preparing for the next thing. You know and you understand, unless you have been not in this planet, electronic currency is coming. Cryptocurrency, electronic currency. It's part of the cashless society. It is coming. The paper bills are going out. The change is going. It is coming. We will all be doing electronic currency at some point. The number one thing I want to tell you is if you are in debt, get out of debt. If there's anything that you want to keep, can I say it like this? If there's anything that's important to you that you want to keep, pay it off. Save your finances. Save money. Save currency. It's going to be transferred at some point, at some time. It's going to be transferred to some type of electronic currency. That's not the end of the world yet, okay? But save money. Save your finances. The world went into panic buying when the corona came around. I mean, toilet paper, are you kidding? And all kinds of things. And it's still happening. There's still stuff that people are trying to hoard. As things get more relaxed and get a little more secure, things are going to become more available again and more available. Take the time to stock up on some things. To store, to save up finances and resources and things like that. Start doing that. Maybe invest in some precious metals. Gold, silver, platinum. Give that a thought. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Don't jump out there and be panicky, okay? But if the Lord leads you to do that, do that. Purchase, when you purchase what lasts. Don't go cheap. Purchase what you know will last during this lull. Get a safe deposit box. I would encourage you to do that if you don't have one. Know what you have and what you can do with it in your physical skills or your mental abilities. Sharpen them up if they're not honed up. One of the things that the Lord always told me was never get rid of your tools. Never. I used to be in the trades. Then I went to management, then project management. And all these years, then I went to ministry. It's like, never get rid of your tools. You can always do something. Just a little tip the Lord gave me. Proverbs 21, verse 20 says, there is desirable treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man squanders it. The wise, the righteous have a surplus. It is important. If you need to, you feel like you're led to, I'm not saying go do it, buy a generator, get an extra freezer. Do these things during this lull. You know, one of the things that I want to bring up real quick, are you okay if I go a couple minutes over?
Yes.
Chad, will you give the children's church a little heads up? I might go 5 minutes over. Thank you. A lot is coming up about guns and gun safety, and everybody's got to have a gun, or people going out. I mean, people are going crazy to get guns. Now, whatever you believe about that, which I don't know, but that's between you and the Lord. I'm not personally real big on it because of my past. I believe God and trust God to protect us according to what he's promised in salvation. But if the Lord says get a gun, then get a gun. But understand this, that we as believers, we got a home. I mean, if we're trying so hard to hang on to this world that we got to kill somebody, then I have personally a hard time reconciling this. I'm not against guns, not at all. Probably most everybody in here has one or two or five or 10 or 20 or 30, 40 or 50. Okay? But please understand that our trust and our confidence is in the Lord first. So don't let your financial preparation and fear be the determining factor in the gun issue. Just be led by the Holy Spirit, okay? That's all. Next, the wise prepare physically. Physically. Plan, organize, make to-do list in how to get prepared. And then implement those lists. And on your job or your business, do it well. You have great favor. And God wants to take care of you to a greater degree. All right? When we prepare physically as wise people, it means we can't be lazy. Okay? We're not lazy. We're not procrastinators. We're not going to wait until it's too late. We're going to prepare ahead of time. Amen? Proverbs 21, verses 25 and 26 says, the desire of the lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. He covets greedily all day long, but the righteous gives because they have a surplus and does not spare. Next, the wise prepare socially. Socially. This is about relationship building and or restoration. And parents, these are things you teach your kids, which you all do. But we have to stop giving significance or importance to toxic or ungodly relationships. Now, that includes social media. That was a pregnant pause there. All right? We give significance to social media and the internet, again, and the news. And there's almost a relationship there. And they are toxic and ungodly a lot of times. Stop giving significance to them. Socially, we're preparing, okay? We want to move towards those who build up and edify. We want to restore fractured or broken relationships, if at all possible. Okay? Whether we've been the one to offend or we've been offended, doesn't matter. But that is our purpose, is to prepare socially. Next, and last on this list, is the wise prepare spiritually. Now, I could go on and on with this one, but let me tell you in a nutshell, that preparing spiritually means that whatever you prepare in your heart and in your mind and in your life and your lifestyle spiritually with Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior cannot be taken away. It is the only thing we have that cannot be taken away. Everything else can be taken away. Do you understand? Everything. Except your relationship with the Lord, your salvation, your spiritual preparation. Here's my suggestion. Get into the Word regularly. And I mean make it a non-negotiable. Take time to meditate and memorize. Do you understand what I mean by memorizing the Word? That means if you don't have a Bible or an app or a phone, you've got it in you and in your heart. Remember, these things can't be taken away. This is most important. It is the only thing that will sustain you, instruct you, warn you, guard you, give life to you, retain your peace, remind you of His love, build your faith, bring understanding of His power and His promises toward you that He's given by His grace. It is important, out of everything else, that we prepare spiritually. Everything else will come from our spiritual preparation. James 1, verse 22. Excuse me. James 1, verses 21 and 22 says, therefore, to the church, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with humility the implanted word. This is into our hearts, our minds. The implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. That is important. Receive the word in us. Not just something we catch once in a while. Get the word in us. And be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. So here's some test questions. Yes, there is a test. Here's some test questions that all of us need to periodically ask ourselves as we prepare. Am I thinking on the world or the word? Am I guarding my heart and staying in peace? Am I getting out of debt and storing up as I am led? Am I being lazy and procrastinating in my pursuit to prepare myself? Am I taking care to restore and build godly relationships? And finally, am I getting His word into me? I spend time with people, discipling and teaching people and one-on-one, and a lot of times it's like, man, it's so hard to get the time to get in the Word. Hey, listen, I worked a regular job for most of my life. I got up at 4:30 in the mornings. Ugh. To spend an hour, hour and a half of the Word with the Lord every day. Was it always easy? Nah. But it's part of discipline, self-discipline. It's part of my desire to get His word and who He is so in me that He's the first, very first, that I refer to and defer to when things come. This doesn't happen overnight. This is a process, but it is part of the preparation. It is important. It is important. And you will get, and this is what I tell the ones that I disciple, you will get what you put in. You will get out what you put in. If you put in a couple of minutes or maybe 10 minutes a week, that's what you're going to get. Not going to be easy when things come up in your life. The more you put in, man, the more you're going to rely on, the more you're going to see, the more you're going to understand, the more you're going to believe God, the more you're going to see happen miraculously, the more reality of, what have I got to worry about? is going to be a part of your life. So how do we start preparing? Number one, don't panic. Don't run out today and buy a generator and a gun and and 50 zillion things and two or three freezers and all. Stop, okay? We have some time here. The ideal part of what we have to look at is we have to focus on, now is the time to prepare. To begin preparing for the next thing that's coming. This is the last days, and it is coming. And we want to be wise. Don't panic. Don't get into fear, and do not let fear rule you. You don't have to. You've got the victory. You're the conqueror. You're the one that has authority. You're the one that has the gifts. You're the one that has the power. You're the one that has God's ability. You're the one that has the victory. You're the one that has all these things. The presence of God, the Holy Spirit is in you. He'll never leave. What do you have to worry about? Nothing. He'll always take care of you. He'll always let you know. And even if you miss it, if you're out there playing golf instead of listening to him, just kidding, or riding motorcycles, you're not listening to him. Yeah, he'll make sure. He will make sure that he gets through to you. He's bigger than what we are, okay? He will get through if we want to know it all right? So don't panic. Don't go into fear. The Lord always takes care of his people. But it's good to start getting prepared. The point is to go after wisdom. I mean, charge after wisdom and experience and knowledge. Follow through with what you need to do. Follow through with the practical. Follow through. Again, these are just suggestions I gave you today. They're not, you need to do this. But they're to jumpstart your thinking and getting prepared during the lull. Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. Get it. Go after it in how you get prepared. Please allow the Holy Spirit. How well do you feel you hear the Lord? Do you feel you hear the Lord well? Can I see your hands? Yeah. Okay, about a third. You want to hear him better? Yeah. How many want to hear him better? Great. Get in the Word. Get in the Word. And ask him to teach you his voice. But it's important that you get in the Word. Give him something to work with. Amen. Right? Okay. Praise God. Would you stand with me, please? God's promises never change. Always supplies our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Prayer team, where are you? Right here? Okay. Who needs prayer? Anybody? Who needs some agreement by faith to see the miraculous? Who needs that? There's somebody. Come on up here. Somebody else. Somebody else needs some jumper cables, some connection. Go ahead. Jump right in front of them. Okay? Go ahead and make a line. Do we need somebody else? Is there anybody else? We all got everything we need? Then get up here. Let's get this done, because if your need is supplied and it's already done, the hindrance is you, not God. God's already given it. So let's get the breakthrough. Let's just get the breakthrough. There's no shame in that. I've had trouble receiving before. Anybody else? Or are y'all perfect? Learning how to receive from God is most important. All right? It's easy. It's easy. They're going to help you understand and help you receive today. Is there anybody else? Okay. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you so much for helping us to get prepared, to be the wise. Jesus, to be the wise. Thank you for your instruction, helping us to get this in our hearts. Thank you for helping us to understand. Thank you for helping us to get up and do and be led by you, Holy Spirit, the way that we need to prepare during this lull. I thank you for great wisdom. And I sense, Lord, that you want to multiply to us in every one of these areas. All that you want to speak and reveal and provide. And we receive that. Thanks for getting us ready, Lord. Would you put on our hearts to share the keys of the kingdom in your gospel this week? Bring somebody into our lives, or bring us to somebody that we can share you with and see their life begin to change and change this world. We love you, Lord, and we are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.